And that almost concludes this week's Bubblegum OD. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned, because The Wig Out with Richard Wig is coming up next. And Richard's show will be followed by The Funhouse, starring Harry Parmenter.
Goodbye is such a hard, hard word. I'm an optimist, so I'm going to leave you with hello. Here are the James Boys, two cherubic brothers with hello, hello. And I'll be saying hello to you in another week. This is Becky signing out with Bubblegum OD. Bye.
the wig out.
Time.
must be free to look at your needs, and that's how many should.
But I wanna hear that sound.
You're tuned to The Wig Out here on WFMU's Rockin' Soul Radio. I'm Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, filling in for Richard Wig this week as I bring you the Girl Garage and All-Girl Groups of 1966, carrying on Richard Wig's theme of playing as many shows centered on 1966 as he can for the 60th anniversary of the best year in rock and roll. Girls around the world picked up instruments or sang in front of great beat and rock and roll groups, many of them first releasing records in 1966. Girls and women didn't get much of a chance before that to sing rock and roll. Yes, they did sing rock and roll, but clearly the number of recordings of men outweigh the number of recordings of women of the era, and really still do to this day. Las Chicas were Mexico's all-female rock and roll group. They played all different styles of music, a little bit more maybe in a yeah-yeah style, even though they played all their own instruments. And that's simply because they did a lot of covers of more famous hit, like their version of Yo Quiero Un Beatle, We Love You Beatles. They were demonstrating that girls just wanted to be like the boys. They just wanted to pick up instruments and be just like the Beatles. before that, we had the demonstration of a girl fronting kind of a beat band without playing music, just being a lead singer, Minnie, or Karen, her real name, Minnie and the Kneebones out of the UK, Me and My Mini Skirt, of course, from 1966. Lulu and Chocolate Ice, that was released in 1966 on a 7-inch EP only, but it also appears on the compilation album The World of Lulu Volume 2 that was released in the early 70s. Rums and a Coke gave us their version of the Dave Clark Five's Glad All Over from their lone release in 1966. And we started the show today with the Debutantes and their version of Shake a Tail Feather. Released in 1966 on Standout Records, the Debutantes were one of Detroit's earliest all-female rock and roll outfits, forming in high school in the earlier 60s as very young teenagers, wanting to, of course, emulate their favorite groups like the Beatles. And instead of being a vocal group like most of the women in the Detroit area, they decided they were going to pick up their own instruments and play rock and roll. And we're going to hear some more all-female rock bands from the Detroit area later on in the show today. In 1964, 13-year-old Deborah Tever saw the Beatles and wanted to be the Beatles. She gathered four like-minded Miami teenagers, and in 1966, they turned Them's Gloria on its head. They flipped it inside out, upside down, and called it Melvin.
I'm gonna tell you about my baby. You know it comes around. He's at the 64 from his head to the ground. You know it comes around here. It's about midnight. It makes me feel so good, Lord. You know it makes me feel. And his name is Ed.
Yeah. this boy just about 6 months ago. He told me he loved me, that he'd never make me feel low. He stood there in the rain. A little while later he left on that train. Tells me, oh, I should.
And that, folks, is one of the reasons why 1966 was one of the best years in music. Me and You, You Got My Time, released on Cameo Parkway in 1966, written by Judy Belsham. Actually, both sides are written by Judy Belsham, and I'm assuming that's who we're hearing singing. Out of Detroit, all-girl band and contemporaries of the debutantes, the Pleasure Seekers, and the infamous Quattro Sisters, Never Thought You'd Leave Me. That's the flip side to their rather better-known What a Way to Die. And when I say better-known, I mean the handful of people who are actually listening to this show who probably have heard that song before. All of these groups, even though they're very familiar to me and probably very familiar to you, are really relatively unknown in the world of music. Following the Pleasure Seekers, we heard two groups that were mixed girl and guy groups. Stacey's Fifth and This Thing. Nobody really knows that much about Stacey's Fifth. I have heard that the female lead singer was the sister of the male singer that you can hear doing some harmonies on that and who sings the flip side to that single released on Jubilee Records. And then Linda Norwicki fronted Lynn and the Invaders, or the Incredible Invaders as they were also called. I don't think she was the sole vocalist. I think they were more of a show band where they had a couple of different vocalists, a fairly large band, and they shared the stage, which is pretty common in the mid-60s. They were from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we heard Lynn sing Boy Is Gone. Before that, we heard from The Chimes, and He's Not There Anymore, released on Chattahoochee Records, recorded by the three Williams sisters, Stephanie, Candace, and Irese, out of Los Angeles. You've heard Richard play that one at least once in this round of his 1966 themed shows this year. I just had to play that one again. I love it so much. The Continental Coets with I Don't Love You No More, and that set started with The Bells and Melvin, both, of course, from 1966. One of my favorite things to do is actually track down members of all of these groups and talk to them. And I've had extensive conversations with members of many of the groups that I played today. And I really just enjoy hearing their musical history and what they went through, often what they struggled through to be musicians in the mid-60s, especially in a scene where men and boys and their equal part male groups really paid them no attention, often until they got on stage and heard what the women could do, and then that certainly turned their heads. I'm Glynis DJ, Girl Group Girl. I'm filling in for Richard Wigg here on The Wig Out today. Normally, you can hear me on Crayons to Perfume every Thursday at 7 p.m. where I play girl groups, but I also play girl bands, a lot of soul, rock and roll, rock and soul, and everything in between. I am also going to be here again filling in for Richard next Sunday, and I'm thinking about focusing on Canada in 1966. Also thinking about focusing more specifically on some of the French Canadian groups, which means we're going to hear a lot of cover versions of songs. But it's always fun to hear what a region was like during that great year. One of my favorite all-girl bands was fairly prolific in the mid-60s, The Loved Ones, fronted by the wonderful Char Vintage, who wrote many of the songs that they sang, and who originally started the all-girl group The Tremolons before The Loved Ones. They recorded a couple of singles in 1966, but they also recorded a lot of material that never officially came out, and it's all packaged on a great album called Truth Gotta Stand that was released on Sundays in the late 90s, and I highly recommend that. We're going to start this set off with a little tribute to The Loved Ones and Char Vintage. We're going to start it off with a cut from Truth Gotta Stand, because I don't have this particular original single. This is Stand Tall.
Fall. begun.
You can't be for days,
but you can pay for better days.
You're a liar. You left me all alone and blue.
Baby, baby,
it breaks my heart to tell you. I'm mad, I think I lost my head. Babe, I've got no choice now. Our past makes all our future dead. Baby, baby.
What can I do? Well, now, guy, I need you. No matter
Thank you.
Denise and Company ending the show today with What'll You Do Now? Denise Kaufman, before she formed the all-female outfit, the Ace of Cups, in San Francisco, recorded this single with a bunch of other Bay Area musicians, and I believe she also plays bass on this single. Manhattan's wildest and toughest all-girl band, the What For, and I'm Gonna Destroy That Boy. The Tough Stuff of Bud and Kathy from the Los Angeles area and Hang It Out to Dry on Downey Records. Before that, the Four Sandoval Sisters out of East LA and The Girls, Chico's Girl, released on Capitol. More of a mix of a girl group and girl garage single. It was done by some other groups. That's my favorite version. And we started that set with Four by the Loved Ones. Some minor chord mastery in I'm Leaving You, Dance Kid Dance, which I found on the Truth Gotta Stand album, Walkin' the Dog from their 1966 Dunwich single, and then once again from Truth Gotta Stand, Stand Tall, all released in 1966 out of the Benton Harbor, Niles, Michigan area, partway between Detroit and Chicago. Char was a mastermind behind the Loved Ones, songwriter, guitar player, and vocalist. Her sister Chris played bass. Mary Gallagher was on rhythm guitar, and Faith Oram played the drums. They still influence women in rock and roll to this day. That ends the Wig Out for today. People, thank you so much for being here. Don't forget that Harry Parmenter's on next with the Fun House. I will be back here again Thursday at 7 p.m. with Groovy Girl Groups on Crayons to Perfume, and then once again filling in for Richard Wigg on The Wig Out next Sunday at 8 p.m. Can't wait to be here with you again. I've got one last cut to take you out, the flip side to Denise and Company's single, What Do You Do Now? It's the instrumental-only backing track that they called Chaos. Thank you all so much for listening. I'll be back here again next week, same bat time, same bat channel. And until then, stay wiggy and stay weird.
welcome to the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House. The Fun House.
Thank you. Thank you.
Passerby said,